Ever get one of those messages, like one of those messages that just completely flips your perspective, makes you really think?
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're diving into today.
Okay.
So we got this, I don't even know what to call it, like a life philosophy, kind of like a final message to the world almost.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, from this person. They call themselves Early Riser.
Okay.
And they have some, well, let's just say they have some unique ideas about creativity, power, all that big stuff.
Interesting. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, and you should be.
Okay.
So Early Riser's big takeaway, I think, is this whole idea, stop trying to control everything.
Okay.
Like just, they talk about surrendering to, get this, the cosmic breeze.
The cosmic breeze, okay.
Yeah, basically going with the flow of life, just riding that wave.
I can see how that would resonate with people, right? Like it's that feeling when you just stop overthinking and surrender to the process. Trust your gut.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, Early Riser actually connects this to like ancient philosophies.
Oh, really? Yeah. Things like Stoicism, which is all about accepting what you can't control.
Right, right.
And also Eastern philosophies like Taoism, you know, being in harmony with the natural order of things.
Okay, so less rigid planning, more trusting your intuition.
Exactly. Although easier said than done, right?
Oh, for sure.
But I think the real takeaway here is that maybe, just maybe, letting go a little bit can actually lead to some really amazing, unexpected opportunities.
Yeah, when you least expect it, right? Okay, now, where this gets really interesting, kind of out there, is how Early Riser sees creativity.
Okay.
They don't think artists, musicians, inventors, whoever, they don't think these people are just coming up with this stuff on their own.
Really?
Yeah, they actually think they're like channels for some kind of unseen force.
A universal inspiration, like a tap, you turn it on.
Yeah, like tapping into something bigger than themselves. And Early Riser, honestly, they really struggle to even put it into words.
I can imagine.
But it's a really fascinating idea.
It is. And you see this idea throughout history, actually. You know, like the muses in ancient Greece.
Right, right, right.
Or even athletes who talk about being in the zone.
Being in the flow state.
Exactly.
It's like a universal energy or something, you know. And it made me wonder, like, have you ever just felt struck by an idea, like, out of nowhere, it just hits you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That aha moment, that flash of insight.
Mm-hmm.
And it really can feel like you're tapping into something much larger than yourself in those moments.
Totally. Totally. Okay. Now get ready for this, because Early Riser then goes on to completely flip the script on what it means to be powerful.
Okay.
Forget money, forget status, all that external stuff.
Interesting.
They say true power is all about conquering your inner fears.
Oh, wow. Facing your demons.
Yeah. And they believe that facing those fears, those self-imposed limitations, that's the key to unlocking your creative potential. They actually call it flipping the script.
Flipping the script, yeah.
It makes you think, right? Like, what limiting beliefs are we all holding on to that are holding us back from really achieving what we could?
That's a great question. It's like we all have these internal stories we tell ourselves, these narratives. And maybe we need to rewrite them.
Rewrite the narrative, exactly.
Yeah, what if we stopped saying, I'm not creative, and started asking, what if I am?
Ooh, yeah.
That little shift in perspective can be so powerful, I think.
It can be huge, yeah. Okay, last big idea from Early Riser. They think all the great minds throughout history, the Einsteins, Marie Curies, all those big thinkers, they're like translators.
Translators.
They take all the complexity of the universe, all the chaos, and they somehow make it understandable.
They find the order in the chaos.
Exactly.
Like a scientist who discovers a fundamental law of physics.
Right, right. Or an artist who captures like the essence of human emotion, something everyone feels, but no one can really explain.
Yes, exactly. They help us make sense of the world.
It's pretty deep stuff, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, Early Riser's worldview, it's a lot.
It's a lot to unpack.
It's a lot to unpack. But I do think there's something there. You know?
Oh, absolutely. I mean... Even if you don't agree with everything, it's a really good reminder that sometimes the most unexpected perspectives, the ones that make you tilt your head a little bit, those can be the ones that lead to the most profound insights.
Yeah, being open to new ideas, even if they sound a little out there at first.
Exactly.
So maybe Early Riser's on to something. As you're going about your day-to-day, think about it. What would it take for you to flip the script on your own life? What would it take to really tap into your full potential?
I like that.
It's a good question to ponder.
It is.